What's going on, guys? Welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So over the past couple weeks, we've had some big happenings in the gamer world. We've had the release of the new 40 series graphics cards, as well as a Nintendo Direct, and we also had a PlayStation State of Play. I kind of missed that one, so I can't really go over it. I guess I could have researched and seen what all they announced or whatnot, but I didn't watch it, so I can't really sit down and talk about it because I just don't know what happened. We had a Nintendo Direct, and we've had some other things happen that I'm going to go over. But like I say, it's the past couple of weeks has been kind of happening in the gaming world, and it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a podcast episode, so I figured I'd just compile all of these happenings into one, you know, one topic and just kind of sit down and talk about it. Another thing I kind of wanted to get back to was I always talk about what games I'm playing currently. I've been trying to put out review episodes, and I like to talk about games that once I finish the campaign and once I finish up the game, I'll sit down and do a review on it and, you know, give you my thoughts and opinions on the game and what I thought about the game and, you know, how I rank the game. I really don't have a ranking system. I just kind of tell you how I feel about the game and give you my review on it. So I kind of want to get back into the swing of things of how I used to sit down and talk about, you know, before I even started the show, I would talk about the games that I'm currently playing. And right now, I'm kind of in the middle of two games. I'm kind of like switching back to between the two, and that's going to be Batman Arkham Knight, and then I kind of went back a little bit to Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I bought the game and just never finished it up. I ended up purchasing Valhalla, and man, I've put like 40, 50 hours into the game, and I'm just to the point I'm just bored with Valhalla. It just seems like it's never going to end, so... As I stated, I kind of flip-flopping back into between Batman Arkham Knight and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. To me, I think I like Odyssey. The fighting in Odyssey, to me, is a lot better than it is in Valhalla. The combat, to me, is a little bit better in that one, and I like that one a little bit better than Valhalla. Like I said, Valhalla's fun. It just seems like it goes on and on and on and on and doesn't stop. That's currently the two games that I'm playing right now. There isn't really anything on my radar that's coming out here soon that I'm super hyped for or super excited for. Maybe if I had to say the game that was coming out soon that I'm really hyped about, that I guess it would be the new Modern Warfare 2 that comes out in October. I've been thinking about pre-purchasing it just so I could, you know, play the beta and jump in the beta this weekend, which is, if you have the game pre-purchased it already, then you can jump in the beta this weekend. Pretty sure it's this weekend that it starts up, but I thought about, you know, pre-ordering just to partake in the beta or whatnot, but let's just dive right into things because it's not really that long of an episode anyway. But like I say, I kind of wanted to get back the whole, you know, telling you guys what I'm currently playing at the moment. But like I said, I want to just go ahead and dive right in. So I'm going to go back and cover the Nintendo Direct that happened on September the 13th of 2022. And to me, this Direct wasn't really that big or that great of a Direct. If you like RPGs or JRPGs, then this Direct really stood out to you. As, you know, Bob Wolf of Wolf Den, there's always something in every Direct for everybody. But to me, I like RPGs, and that's mainly what I play, really. But just in this Direct, really wasn't a whole lot of stuff that I really jumped out to me. There was like maybe four or five things that really stood out to me, and that's what I wrote down. So I'm gonna cover that. The first thing is Octopath Traveler. Octopath Traveler 2. I stand corrected. The first Octopath Traveler was probably the first JRPG game that I really got into. I was attracted to the game by the sprites in the game and how gorgeous the game looked. You know, it was a 2D, 3D type game, and it was just gorgeous, man. I mean, the game was made by Square Enix, and it just really caught my eye, but I never really was huge on the turn-based and turn-style games. I ended up getting Octopath Traveler, and I played it, and I really liked it. You know, I put maybe like 10, 15 hours into it, but then after that, man, I really got bored with the whole, like, I'm just not really into JRPGs and the whole turn-style, turn-based. You're probably sitting thinking, well, you're saying you don't like Octopath Traveler, but you know you're excited about Octopath Traveler 2. I mean, it's been a while since I played Octopath Traveler, so I'd be willing to dive into part 2, you know, just to see what it's like and kind of compare it to the first one, I guess. I mean, I really don't have a Nintendo Switch anymore, so I guess I could just scratch that one off. I mean, I guess I won't be partaking in Octopath Traveler 2. That was just one that really stood out to me. Like if I still have my Nintendo Switch, that would maybe possibly be a game that I'll be excited about. After that, they announced GoldenEye. That's supposed to be coming to the, you know, the Nintendo 64. They're adding the game in, but the one big thing about that, the GoldenEye, is they're not adding multiplayer. From what I understand, GoldenEye is also being added to Game Pass, and Game Pass is actually supporting a multiplayer. So the big thing here is everybody's kind of confused as to why they're not supporting multiplayer in Switch. I mean, if it is supported, I guess it wasn't announced. Right now, everyone's kind of baffled at why it's being supported on Xbox, but not the Nintendo. That was kind of big. You know, I'm sure a lot of people got excited when GoldenEye was announced, because that was a huge game on the Nintendo 64. For that one to be added to the library of Nintendo 64 games, because to me, the games I've seen on there, there wasn't really a whole lot of huge standout games, so that's a pretty big one to be added. And to me, I guess the highlight of the whole Nintendo Direct was quote-unquote Breath of the Wild 2 actually got an actual proper name, and that name is going to be The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and it actually got a release date of May 13th of 2023. So, I mean, we're not that far away. We're in, September now, so about 8 months away. That's not that far. I mean, as fast as time is flying right now, it'll be here before you know it. As I stated, you know, I got rid of my Nintendo Switch. I play on my PC all the time. Like, every day, I'm on my PC, but I just really didn't play the Switch that much, and I just decided to sell it, you know, for money. I picked up Splatoon 3, and I tried to see if that would be my saving grace to make me want to keep the Switch, because honestly, the only reason why I was even holding on to the Switch for the new Legend of Zelda game, but I mean, that game's not going to come out for another 8 months, and I mean, if I really wanted to play it that bad, I can maybe like pick up a Switch Lite or something, but to me, that was the highlight of the whole Nintendo Direct, was the fact that Breath of the Wild 2, quote unquote, got an actual proper name, and that is Tears of the Kingdom, and it will be dropping in May of 2023. So like I say, as fast as time's flying right now, that'll be here before you know it. And as I stated, you know, before I started talking about the Direct, it was very RPG and JRPG heavy. Like if you like JRPGs and RPG games, then I mean, this Direct was a huge Direct for you. I mean, it was like Christmas morning for you, but I mean, for people who aren't really into those types of games, it really wasn't that big of a Direct for them. But to me, it was very mediocre. And as I stated, only like two or three things really stood out to me. That's what I talked about. But like I said, I don't have a Switch anymore, so I guess the Directs aren't really going to mean that much to me like they did. I may have to pick up a Switch Lite or something just to be able to play the Tears of the Kingdom, because I love Breath of the Wild, probably my favorite game I ever played on the Switch. So I know the second one's going to be just as good, if not better. So moving on to the next topic I wanted to talk about, there was two huge massive leaks in the game and the game world. I'm sure you're probably aware of the GTA 6 leak, and I just recently heard that Diablo 4 actually leaked out. Now, I'm not stating the actual full game has leaked. I'm stating that gameplay of those games have leaked online, and they very well may be pulled down at this point. I'm not sure. Haven't heard any confirmation of whether they have or have not been pulled down, but my guess is they probably got snatched down quickly after being posted up. And if you have any kind of like social media and you decide to share these videos or images or whatnot, I'm sure your page will be stricken down very quickly. But like I say, GTA 6, that's a huge leak. I mean, because people are really stoked about GTA 6, and it, to me, it seems like it's very early in the development stage. So anything leaking out right now, I mean, people are going to be kind of like, you know, is this really what the game looks like? I mean, it's very early in the production and being made. So, what you're seeing right now is obviously not what the end product is going to be. But the fact that Rockstar was even, you know, hacked like that and their stuff got out is wild, because I figure, you know, Rockstar, they have some pretty tight security or whatnot, but I guess they don't, man. I guess, you know, they got hacked pretty easily. So the fact that GTA 6 leaked out this early, and I'm sure we're like probably 2 or 3 years away from the actual game coming out, it's pretty wild. And the Diablo 4, like I say, it's something, some of that game is leaked out as well. I'm pretty excited about Diablo. I played through Diablo 3 several times, and I couldn't really get into the whole Diablo Immortal mobile game. I'm just not a gacha player, gacha game player, but I'm gonna hold out. Like I say, I'm gonna kind of stay away from everything online. I don't like stuff being spoiled for me, so I'm just gonna wait till the actual games come out and, you know, see what it is. But that's two huge leaks in the gaming world, with GTA 6 and Diablo 4 leaking out. Yesterday, actually, for all you PC gamers out there, the RTX 40 series was actually announced. And that was on September 19th of 2022. I didn't actually see the NVIDIA, the showcase. I didn't see it. I just kind of going off of what I've heard off of YouTube videos. I just recently picked up the 3080 Ti, so I'm not going to be picking up the 40 series. But there is one huge thing about the 40 series that's kind of got me really agitated. And if anyone who owns anyone who just picked up a 30 series card, or anyone who's picked up any, you know, one of these cards here, RTX cards, it's probably going to be pretty annoyed by this. But I do have some prices on the 4080. They're coming out with a 12 gigabyte model, which is going to be hitting around the $900 mark, and there's going to be a 16 gigabyte model that's hitting around the $1,200 mark, and then there's actually a 4090, and that's for all you enthusiasts out there, and that's going to be around the $1,600 mark. park. So these cars are going to be pretty pricey. So they're going to have to be out for a little while before they actually get a price drop. With the cryptocurrencies falling, I don't see these scalpers really going after these cars much anymore. But I'm not going to say that it's not going to happen. I'm sure it is, and I'm sure they'll go after the cards. But maybe it won't be as bad as the 30 series whenever those got announced. But the one thing I was talking about that was kind of aggravating for anyone who recently just picked up a 30 series card is the DLSS, which is deep learning super sampling. DLSS is very big for PC gamers because it kind of gives you those added extra frames that you can't really, if you've got like a mid-tier computer or if you have a low-end PC, DLSS is your friend because it's going to help you get some frames back that you may be missing, and maybe help a game run a lot smoother than it normally would. They're actually announced on DLSS 3.0, but the one thing about the 3.0 is it's only exclusive to the 40 series cards. So anyone like myself who has a 3080 Ti, I'm not going to be able to use it because it's only exclusive to the 40 series cards. And to me, that's really frustrating. I don't know why they would do that. I mean, I kind of do get why they do that. It's like a selling point to get people to move up to the 40 series, but I just picked up the 30 series cards, and I'm not gonna run out and swap this card or sell this card off or try and get a 40 series card just to get that DLSS 3.0. I'm perfectly fine with the DLSS I have. I'm just saying I really think they're missing out here with making it exclusive only to the 40 series cards. To me, it's mind-blowing. I don't understand why they would do that, but to me, the way I feel about it, I think in the long run, it's really going to hurt them, and they'll eventually probably end up pushing that out to the rest of the cards. At this point, it's just kind of like a gimmick to get you to run out and grab those new cards. I mean, I think if you just hold off for a little while, I think eventually they will be pushed to all the other RTX cards. But I mean, it's just really weird to come right out the gate with that and say, oh yeah, well, DLSS 3.0 is only exclusive to the 40 series cards. So to me, that's not really a smart move, but I mean, it's NVIDIA. I can't really talk about them because I have an NVIDIA card. I don't know, man. It's a goofball move, but I mean, we'll see how that works out. And my last little bit of news I wanted to talk about, this may or may not be important to you. I'm not sure. It's just some stuff I've been seeing, popping up here in the gaming world. But a lot of you people out there are probably familiar with Froskuren. Everybody, calls her Frosk for short, but her actual name is Indiana Black. And she was the girl that was on G4 TV that did the whole, rant about being sexist and women in the gaming industry and, how they shouldn't be there for you to look at and you to gawk at. And, they're not there to be easy on the eyes. Well, anyway, she put out this long rant on G4 TV, and it was right in the middle of an episode, and I don't think anyone knew that it was going to happen because it kind of caught everyone off guard. But anyway, she put out this long rant, and it kind of blew her up on social media a little bit, and everybody kind of was seeing what their Frost chick was all about. And anyway, here lately, I think in the past couple of days, she ended up being let go by the G4 TV. And the crazy thing about that is she recently put out a tweet that said, "I survived," and it was a little meme type tweet. I think it was a lizard or something wearing the glasses, the meme glasses or whatever, the Thug Life glasses, actually. But anyway, she put out the tweet that said, with that lizard wearing the Thug Life glasses, "I survived." And then a couple of days after she put that tweet out, she got laid off from G4 TV. So a lot of people seem to think that that's maybe karma coming back around to bite her in the ass, about the whole sexist rant or whatever. Like I say, you may or may not care about it. It's just something else that I've been hearing about here lately in the past couple of weeks. And it's just something I threw in there to, just to talk about. But like I say, you may or may not care, but I just threw it in there anyway. So that's all I really got for you guys. Just those three short topics. I wanted to sit down and do an episode. I haven't put out a show here in the past couple of weeks, and I know everyone's probably had a little bit going on here in the past couple of weeks, and Gen X Gamer isn't dropping an episode, so what's going on? So I wanted to kind of sit down and put out an episode and talk about the happenings that's been happening here in the past couple of weeks, and give you guys my rundown on it and tell you my thoughts and opinions on it. As I stated, that's all I really got for you guys. As I always state in all my episodes, please go to iTunes and Spotify, leave a review on the show, and click that follow button, 5-star if you like the show, 1-star if you don't. Take the time to type out a review for me, and let me know what I can work on to make the show better. And I also have a Twitter page. You can go to Twitter and type in the Gen X Gamer Podcast and click the follow button on there. I try and keep that Twitter up to date as much as possible. And when I put out a new episode, I always put it out there that the new episode's been released. So if you can, go on the Twitter page and click the follow button on the Gen X Gamer Podcast. So without further ado, I'm going to sign off, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Stay cool. Keep on gaming. Peace.